now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week, I'm joined by Engelbert Humperdinck to chat about his career and his upcoming Australian tour, Look at the World of Swing gig guide, a courtroom deep thought, the story of the first man to attempt to fly, some interesting news, speaking of flying, with an old friend back on the radio again, and of course the best lounge and exotica from across the globe as we kick off with Dana Countryman and the Spy from Outer Space on the Cocktail Nation.
Is the Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, the Tikiaki Orchestra, and Ilika 65. Good news this week that WJST Jet Set Radio back on the air this week, which really surprised me. I thought they had gone away and weren't coming back, but wonderful news. Chris Richards getting them back up flying again. They need your donations as well to stay on the air. And what you need to do, it's very, very simple. You need to help contribute financially. Check out the WJST Jet Set Radio page on Facebook for details on how.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, Engelbert Humperdinck is coming to Australia. He's playing at the State Theatre on May 21. And I'm looking forward to the show. I've got my tickets and he joins me on the show tonight.
Nice to talk to you.
Please release me. I don't love you.
Release Me, 1967. Now, the stardom really came from that song, didn't it?
Yeah, 67 came along. I recorded the song of what you just played, Release Me, and it sat on the shelf for 3 months, and I didn't think it was going to be anywhere, but it was. But all of a sudden, I got a TV show called Sunday Night at the London Palladium, and right after that, boom, it went to number one in the charts and stayed there for a long, long time. And stayed in the charts for 56 weeks and stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one.
Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning. Now, you were born in Madras, which is at the time known as British India. Your dad was Welsh. Is that where the big sound comes from?
Well, you know, I'm an army family, so he was never in show business, but my mother had the voice, and I guess I got it from her. You know, I got the voice from her. I'm from a family of 10, and rather a large family. Yeah. And everybody thought my father was Russian, but he was just taking his time.
Now, it's a big show with a lot of elements, and you're known for your impersonations.
Well, right now I don't do any more impersonations, but because I've got so much music to offer my audience, so therefore, you know, I keep it in the musical line all the time. And I'm always recording, I'm always changing my styles. And at the moment, I'm doing a project which is totally off the wall for me. You know, it's not in my comfort zone. It's with Cleopatra Records and a kind of music that people don't expect Engelbert Humperdinck to sing. And I'm working on that project right now. And when I finished three of those songs, I'm going to put it in my show that I'm bringing to Australia. And that's one of the reasons why I'm telling you that I'm going to put two new songs in the show.
Well, people are going to look forward to hearing those new songs. Now, Leicester became home for you, despite travelling and living all over the world. Does Leicester still feel like home to you?
It is. It is my home. I still have a lot of family there. And I have a home, which is absolutely beautiful. And I was there at Christmas, and I took all of my family there to spend Christmas in Leicester. And they loved it, and it's for them in the future. It's a great home, you know, and I hope they use it for the rest of their lives.
Some people have compared your shows to Elvis's shows in the 1970s. Tell me about your relationship with Elvis.
As a matter of fact, I considered Elvis probably the finest performer I've ever seen in my life. And when I saw him work, you know, there was a reason for me to be there, because I learned so much from watching this consummate performer doing things that I was in awe about. And I thought to myself, why don't I steal something from this guy? So I did. I did. I stole a lot of things, because his humility was something else, you know. He never took his image seriously, and he always made fun of himself on stage. And I did that with my name. I made fun of my name on stage. So I stole that piece of the business from Elvis. But also the way he handled himself on stage, you know, was so elegant and professional. And I never saw anybody like him, ever.
Do you think Elvis would still be performing like you in your 80s? Do you think, if he was still alive?
I bet he would. I bet he would. And you know something? I would have loved to do a duet with him.
That would have been amazing. Now, I recall that you were offered Strangers in the Night and your manager talked you out of it. What's the story there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bert Camford wrote that song for me, and he gave me Spanish Eyes, Strangers in the Night, and Wonderland by Night. And I went to London, I recorded all three songs, and after I finished recording them, Gordon Mills, who was my manager at the time, said, "You can't have Strangers in the Night." I said, "Why not?" I said, number one, you can't have it. Sinatra wants it. So who was going to argue with Sinatra? You know. But he took it and he made it number one. He sang it, he recorded it, went to number one, but he never sang it on stage. Mm. I would have done it on stage all my life.
I bet. Well, we look forward to seeing you in Sydney, and thank you for the invite to come back stage after the show, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The great Engelbert Humperdinck. And here he is on the Cocktail Nation with Quando, 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 my favourite song of Engelbert Humperdinck's on the Cocktail Nation.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando. You mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. Can wait a moment more. Tell me, quando, quando, quando. Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
Love the music. What a story.
Coop Cooper. Fabulous for being fabulous.
Cocktail Nation.
It's Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation. Priceless.
Nation and Serge Gainsbourg. Great to have you along this evening. Also played Mongo Santa Maria with Silent Island and, of course, Engelbert Humperdinck and Quando, Quando, Quando. Some things to watch on the box. Netflix new series, which has come out this week, called Ripley. Of course, we know the film The Talented Mr. Ripley. Well, this is a new grittier story of Tom Ripley as a grifter scraping by in the early 1960s New York and hired by the wealthy industrialist who traveled to Italy to try and convince the man's son, Dickie Greenleaf, to return home, accepting the job. Tom is stepping into a complex life of deceit, fraud and murder, and kind of takes the movie a little bit further, I think. Also out right now, one I'm very, very keen to see, Palm Royale, set in 1969. Maxine Simons, starring Kristen Wiig, strives to attain a place in Palm Beach High Society through the town's most exclusive resort club. In the process, she learns what she will do and won't do to achieve this. Definitely check those two very cool pieces out of 1960s glory. Let's take a look at Lounge Life magazine now. I've got the best stories there for you. Retro stories, I come across them during the week. Barbara Rush, Golden Globe winning star of It Came From Outer Space, has passed away at the age of 97 this week. Oppenheimer has finally premiered in Japan to mixed reactions, as you could imagine, and some rather high emotions. And for sale, the century-old Dodge Brothers building. And if you love Art Deco style and all the fun and fashion featured in the films like The Great Gatsby, well, you simply have to visit Napier in New Zealand. I've been there. It's amazing. They've got their next Art Deco festival on. This town is has managed to weather storms, metaphorically and literally, and stands as a testament to resilience and the art of celebration. The annual Art Deco Festival, a tradition since 1988, mirrors the town's ability to rise above challenges and is definitely worth checking out if you get a chance to head to New Zealand.
Today, much more stuff going on.
The first recorded human flight in the UK was that of an English monk who made himself wings, jumped off a tower, glided for a bit, and promptly crashed and broke both his legs. As the story goes, Aylmer of Malmesbury built himself a pair of wings around the year 1005. He climbed up to the top of a tower and jumped off, managing to glide into a headwind for about a furlong, which is roughly 200 metres or 200 yards. But the headwind was so strong, and he probably panicked a little bit, that he ended up veering off to the side and crashing. According to writings about the event, he survived the crash, but broke both legs and had a limp for the rest of his life. He figured he would have been more successful if he'd also made himself a towel. Maybe not.
Well, that's about it, Stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I don't know if I like it.
What do you mean you don't know if you like it?
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction. For English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Ladies, man, man's man, man about town.
You're not a pleasure, you.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
I certainly hope you dance as well as you dress.
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. This is the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation, Voodoo 5, Trust in Me, Skipper's latest band. And if you check out the Cocktail Nation Facebook page, you can see a video of Scott Heller performing with Voodoo 5, and it's pretty amazing stuff. Verve Jazz Ensemble before that, and what I meant to say was, and Andy Pratt with Patricia. World of Swing Gig Guide, lots of things on, April 6 and 27, Tiki Oasis in Arizona with the Martini Kings performing, Tiki Caliente, May 2nd. May 21, Engelbert Humperdinck, who we spoke to earlier tonight at the State Theatre in Sydney, also playing at the Opera House. The Hypnotiques perform the last Friday of every month at the Golden Tiki in Las Vegas. And the other weeks are filled by Kitty Chow's Jungle Cats performing all the other Fridays for Happy Hour at the Golden Tiki. And if you want to check out some of the gigs across the globe, definitely check out my website, cocktailnation.net. And if you'd like to send one in, I would love to hear from you as well. It's that simple. In a courtroom, why does the witness stand have a chair?
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Suddenly you're older.
And all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call, the writing's on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray. The man has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. No more that old time thrill.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
What, are you turning into some sort of beatnik?
There ought to be a beatnik moment at all times.
About the worst kind of man, the kind every woman should avoid. What's that title again?
Oh, yes. Men Who Change Women as Often as They Change Their Shirts.
And have you met a lot of that kind of man in your research?
Coop Cooper, the man Don Draper wants to be when he grows up.
Thank you.
New music to the Cocktail Nation, Morricone 90, Lounge Music number 2. Next week, an album special as we look at Cy Common's Playboy's Penthouse album. I'm going to leave you with Mr. Ho's Orchestronica and Miniskirt. Stay hip.